I've heard it explained that the question Jesus asked the disciples was much more difficult than it sounds to us. The shepherd would actually have had a serious dilemma. He was already in big trouble for losing one sheep, and he would have had to decide whether to risk losing even more by taking off to look for the one that was lost and save face for himself and to find his master's property. The parable Jesus tells looks back to the messianic prophecy of Ezekiel, who had foretold that God himself would assume the role of the leader of Israel as a shepherd to seek out and rescue the lost sheep of Israel. Unlike the shepherds of Israel at that time, who were looking out for their own interests and ignoring those in need, God himself would become their shepherd, seeking the sheep who had gone astray. One strongly held interpretation of this parable is that the lost sheep represent all of humankind, because we have all gone astray in some way through sin. In Scripture, the mountains and the hills always represent closeness to God. So the 99 on the hills are the angels and saints in heaven in this interpretation. At the incarnation, Jesus came down from heaven to seek the lost souls of people. So that's the story of our redemption by the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, who restores people to grace and raises us again to the company of the angels. Just before today's passage, literally just in the verses just before, Jesus had been discussing the little ones, who are the disciples who have guardian angels in heaven. So this understanding makes sense from that point of view. It is not the will of the Father that one of these should be lost. God rejoices even when that one is found. So each of us is precious and not to be lost. The problem is, we're always lost, or at least continuing to go back and forth between being part of the sheepfold and being lost. Being in relationship with the shepherd and being wandering off on our own. So the question that many people in our culture might have if they think about this faith, this Christian faith, if God really is the ultimate good shepherd, can I trust that he does care enough to look for us? At the beginning of the human story, Adam and Eve had sinned and were lost. They'd hid themselves. And it tells us that God went looking. He called out, "Adam, where are you?" Now, this is very interesting because it appears from that, literally, that God didn't know where they were hiding. And, of course, we know that that wasn't the case. God is the shepherd who knows where all the sheep are, even the ones who are lost. Like a shepherd, God was calling out so the lost sheep, in that case Adam, could hear the voice of his creator and come running. The real meaning of God's question to Adam was not so much literally, "Where are you?" but more like, "Where are you in our relationship? What has happened to the intimacy that we shared?" Who moved away from that relationship? Not God, but us. It is we who have rejected God's love and compassion and have left the sheepfold. Since Adam, all we, like sheep, have gone astray, as it says later in Isaiah. All of us have fallen under a kind of a spell cast on us by the attractions and the allurements of this world. This part of the book of the prophet Isaiah that we're reading from today is the very beginning of what is called the Book of Consolation. "Comfort, O comfort my people," says your God. "Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term. Her penalty is paid." Judah, the southern kingdom, was lost. They had wandered far from God with worship of idols. They had stopped being just towards those in need. They were lost, but not doomed to die there in exile, where they had suffered before God led them back. "O Jerusalem, say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep home." So the reason that we invite Catholics to celebrate Advent as a time of quiet reflection of slowly building up to Christmas is that we are waiting to celebrate the glory of the Lord, which will be revealed to all the nations at Jesus' birth. There are no Christmas trees or bright lights here, as we see in many places where we drive and where we go. We are allowing the anticipation to build in us until that time when we might receive the fullness of the message of consolation that God had for Israel back then. We are looking forward to the day when we might sing for joy with the trees of the forest, as the psalmist describes, all of creation rejoicing at the presence of God. So the question for Adam, the question for the lost sheep of Israel, and the question for us today who are lost and praying to be found again is about God's will being fulfilled in us. And what is that will? It is that none should be lost. Not us, not those whom we know of in our lives who are lost and like a sheep without a shepherd. Our God is that shepherd whose voice cries out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed and all people shall see it together. So brothers and sisters, let us commit again today to spend the rest of Advent preparing a way through the deserts of our own hearts, of our own lostness. Let us prepare our hearts to receive the one who was born into this world to come looking for us.